If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi everyone, I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo, and welcome to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. Today's show topic, I'm going to read it because it's a long one, is choosing relationships that open the door to more exuberant living. That. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about how you can use your communication with yourself and your choices to create a future beyond what's been projected or expected of you. And we're going to be really doing that with relationships today. This was a special request from our listeners, so thank you for asking for this. And it's a continuation of one of our past episodes. I'll mention that in a little bit. But if you're also new to me, I just want to make sure that you know that this is all coming from my experiences as a life coach, as a speech language pathologist, a body relationship coach, and a therapeutic energy worker. And so we're going to be playing around with energies today. We're going to be playing around with our bodies and the messages that our bodies provide to us if we're willing to listen, because they're always yapping. And sometimes we're like, and it sounds really like muffled, but it can actually be very clear with practice. And this is a beautiful framework we're going to be talking about today to help with that. Some announcements really quick. Really please, thank you so much for everyone that participated in the August Being a Different Possibility for Families call. It was all around, there is no one size fits all. And we talked about the criteria that you can have so that you have a good team for your family, that those are people that respect you, that see you clearly, and so much other criteria. And then what do you do when it's time for a change in your team in some way? So thank you for all the questions sent in. Thank you for the participants. That was a really, really awesome call, and excited to connect with y'all next month. And please check your emails. I'm getting more emails from y'all. I'm replying back. I'm not getting that second or third back, so I don't know if y'all are getting it. Check your inboxes. Check your junk mail folders. Spam. I am replying, I promise. And today's topic. So choosing relationships that open the door to more exuberant living. So we discussed how relationships can lead us toward knowing and respecting ourselves better, or lead us astray in our episode, When Your Relationships Influence You Away from Exuberant Living. And we're actually going to do a replay of that call next week. So if you haven't listened to that one, or you want to listen to it again, you'll be able to listen to it during that holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend. And now we're going to talk about how to choose dynamics that expand our worlds through intimacy with the door openers and influencers, these two interwoven categories of the elements of living. And I also suspect that some of the other elements of living might want to come and play. So let's see how many of the nine are like, can I be here? Hey, I'm here too. And we can say hi to them. So in this episode, we're going to go over information that is going to let you know how to know if your relationships have the characteristics that nurture, support, and enhance your exuberant living. Just breathe that in, y'all. Ah, so good. And how to be the energies that call this into your life with this compelling system of the elements of living. When you have these elements of living, you can apply this to every area of your life, and we're going to apply it to relationships today. So again, market building your confidence by awakening the powers within was last week. So if you are also wondering about having more confidence with this information, with your choices, check that one out too. And then we're going to have the replay of what we're doing the sequel of today next week. So first, let's get our yes and our no with our bodies, in case you haven't already done that today. Hi, bodies. Hello. Where are you? So take a deep breath in. Give yourself a hug from me until I can do it in person. Hello. Make sure you're with your body instead of floating above in your head. If you need to squeeze your joints, some of my students and stuff, they like to squeeze their shoulders, like anywhere there's the joints, the knees, the hips, just, oh, it gets you really in here. Ooh, my hips are really wanting that firm touch today. All right, cool. That's the money right now. And then go ahead and ask, hey, body, what's our yes today? And what sound, movement, vibration, energy? Maybe a taste or smell comes up, is your yes with your body today? And then shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. And I, body, what's our no today? Right now, for me, you can see if you're catching this on video, it is a shaking of my head side to side is a no today. And shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. All right, body, what's our yes today? And if this is a little bit tricky for you, try doing this standing up with your knees soft instead of locked. It's often easier for people to do when it's their first time doing it. Okay. And so, knees soft, body, what's our yes today? Awesome. That's a nod today for me. You can see I can't even control it. Ah, yes. And then shaking my head, no is the no today. That's just today. It can be different every day. Something will change and happen, and I might be like, you know what? I think it's shifted. Let me go ahead and check in again, and then it's something else. Especially after I've done like some energy work or I've interacted with certain like catalytic people in my life, my yes and no with my body shifts. After I've listened to a really great podcast or I've done a really cool training, it may have shifted my evolution to the point where my body's recalibrating and my yes and no are different. So it's good to check in on that. I love doing it first thing. I do it in bed before I even get out of bed in the morning. And then I use that to guide my choices. Now, today, I wanted y'all to you have your yes and no because it's always good to have, but on top of that, so that as we're talking about the different things, you can see if it's yes, that's true for me, or that's something that's going to work for me. Or no, that's not true for me. That's not going to work for me in the different things we're talking about. So make sure that whatever we say, if it's not relevant to you, don't make it relevant to you. All right. It's not your monkeys, not your circus, right? Don't take it on. And then, so we're going to be talking about the elements of living and check out our episode page for the information on the elements of living. And we have an intro QuickBook that you can download that gives you a bit of a like a description of each of the nine categories. And these elements of living come from everywhere. These are in literature and movies. And it also came clearly to me, not just the categories, but the examples within them while running the Living and Dying Body process on people and on myself. So these are all about the ingredients to create a phenomenal life that is worth living to you. And it's inside of you. These energies, these awarenesses are inside of you, waiting to be awakened, waiting to be activated. And it's also around you. So sometimes we're looking for these outside of us, but it's actually an acknowledgement of who you are. I just saw this beautiful quote from my wonderful friend Megan Sillitoe on her Instagram, and she was saying, what you admire is inside of you. It's like the things that you're like, oh my God, that person's so beautiful. Hey, you're beautiful too. Oh my gosh, they're so ambitious. They're so brave. They're so whatever, smart. What if you actually recognize that you're admiring them, and then that's actually a reflection of you as well, and an invitation for you to acknowledge it about yourself. So thank you, Megan, for that gem of a meme that I saw earlier this week. I really appreciated that. So why is this important? There's a lot of reasons. If you want to actually have a life that's worth living to you, yes, it's important. But also when it comes to relationships, how we're going to apply it today, if you are not really getting what a healthy relationship look like, then can you actually create it? You know, I wish that, gosh, I started dating when I was 11. Yes, you heard it correctly, 11. And it also happened to be the same year that my parents got divorced. I don't think that's why. I think that that's just what a lot of people in my life were dating then. I found somebody that I wanted to date. I dated them for 7 months. which in middle school, right? So wait, no, my first kiss was at 11. I think my first boyfriend was like at 12 because I was in seventh grade. Yeah. And we started dating for 7 months, which in middle school years is like years, right? Just so long. And I remember while my parents were getting divorced and I was looking at, well, what do I want and what do I not want in relationships? I don't want to get divorced like them. Like, what's going on? There wasn't really this explicit conversation about what a healthy relationship was. I think that my parents focused, and I think a lot of parents do this, they focus on why they were breaking up, what wasn't working, how it wasn't my fault. They did a great job on letting me know it wasn't my fault. But they didn't talk about, well, what could you choose that would actually be more sustainable? What are the lessons that they learned? Maybe at the second or third marriage, they started having some of those conversations, but it still was in a lot of ways up to me and my siblings to figure out, well, what would work then? If this doesn't work and now you're going to a divorce, well, what's going to work instead? And I think that's the case for a lot of kids. If we don't talk about this, if parents don't talk about this, they'll fill in the gap with potentially not their best choices or not the most accurate of information. And I think that that's something that would be really worthwhile for more parents to discuss. So all the parents and caregivers out there, the educators, if you haven't had this conversation yet, please, please, please start talking to your kids about what a healthy relationship looks like. And if you wanted to share this video with them and kind of start the conversation, feel free to do that. But that's one of the things that would have been so helpful for me. And yet I also was really great at choosing pretty awesome people after my first boyfriend, who was a jerk, but that's more on that later. So what would you have wanted to learn? And what would you have wanted to know about what a healthy relationship could be like that you could acknowledge for yourself, that you can be like, you know what, I know this now. At least I know it now. I didn't maybe know this when I was in my teens or in my 20s or my 30s or my 40s or whenever you got that aha, but you know it now. And really take a moment and be like, give yourself credit for that. And we're going to add some things to that with these elements of living. The door openers and the influencers, those two categories are going to take the lead today, but we're going to see which of these other ones are going to show up as well. So door openers. The door openers are all about you knowing you have total choice at all times. It's your life, it's your relationships, and you have total choice all the time. You get to choose if you're going to be with somebody or not. Even if you've been with them for years and years and years, even if you're being pressured to stay with them, even if you don't feel like you have the money to leave, which is a lot of what shows up in some of my relationships, this money discussion is a factor sometimes. The United States and the way that things work don't really make it very feasible for people to thrive on one income, unfortunately. Before, it used to be the case where one income, you could cover a whole lot. But now a lot of people are staying in relationships because they can't afford not to be, at least they feel that way. And so how can we outcreate that? Recognizing that you're a door opener and that there are doors you can look at to open and close, to invite you to have more, to increase your resources, increase your revenue streams, increase your possibilities, is really, really essential. So let's take a moment, shall we? Say hi, door openers. And I'm saying hi to the door opener that you are, while I'm saying hi to the door opener that I am. Okay. And door openers know what doors to open to create more for everybody involved, and what doors to close to create more. It very much is one of the embodiments of the living and dying body process. Living is what you add to create more. Dying is what you let go of to create more. But they're both creating more. You need both of them to have exuberant living, to have a life that lights you up, that you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited to live this life, to get to talk with these people today, to get to read this book or go to this place. This is part of that, all right? So has anyone been watching the show Ultimatum on Netflix? I've been geeking out about this most recent season that just came out. I like tore through multiple episodes this last week. and I'm waiting for the new ones to come up. And there's a lot of examples on this show of people not feeling like they have total choice, where they're not willing to open the door to somebody else or close the door on their current relationship or even on exes that are affecting their current relationship. And so there's just a lot of swinging doors, but not like, are we fully open? Are we fully closed? And one of the things that I really want to look at with the door openers with y'all is door openers are also about expanding your world. So if you're in a relationship with someone that where you don't feel like you get to grow, you don't actually your world is really small and maybe just about them, then that's something to change. That's something to pivot on. That was one of the, I think one of the people in the ultimatum, Ryan. She's, I think, in her 20s. She's been with the same guy for 7 years. She's made her whole relationship, her whole life around her boyfriend. And she started to realize, wait, what do I really need in a husband? What do I really want in a relationship? If I wasn't making it all around what he wants and what he needs, am I including myself and my needs in this relationship? And so she's been getting a lot of ahas. The other piece too is if you're looking for someone to expand your world, it might look like them challenging you, them like questioning some of your beliefs, some of the things that you've just assumed is gonna be the case no matter what. And not in a way of like judging you or saying that their point of view is better than yours, but just from true curiosity, like, well, where did that come from? And why do you think that's gonna be effective? And what would it create if you looked at this, if you tried something else, is that going to work for you? All these different things, having somebody that's in your corner that asks you those questions, but also holds you accountable to you choosing the things that you say that you want, that's something great to have in a partner. That's something great to have in a friend. That's something great to have in a family member that is that has your back, that someone that you go to for advice or guidance. So check that out. Consider who that person is for you. Who is that person that holds you accountable, that challenges you, that reminds you of what you said you want? Okay. And we're gonna take a break right now, y'all. I'm gonna read the comments too from the chat. Thanks for making comments in the chat. I love the live chat. And we're here on Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we will continue to discuss choosing relationships which open the door to more exuberant living. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today our show topic is choosing relationships which open the door to more exuberant living. And our show is brought to you by Protandim's Tri-Synergizer. Take advantage of the important contribution from every Protandim supplement. You get comprehensive benefits, including support for healthy aging, optimal cellular energy, improved mental focus, and healthy longevity. And you can check out the details for that on our episodes page. And now, when we were before our break, we were talking about the door openers and what that could be like if we use that the door openers and our ability to open and close doors more effectively in our relationships. And we have some great comments in the chat. I just want to take a moment to read. When I ask what's something that you would have liked to have learned, we got a couple comments here. I would have liked to have learned how to have a healthy conversation to come to collaborative agreement instead of whoever yells the loudest wins. Yes, I had some of that in my extended family. So I get that. There's a lot of talking over each other and whoever is like the most gruff and the most like, you know, like the stick out your chest. A lot of the men in my family would feel like they had to really be like prove that their ego, their machismo. My uncles are great at that and not necessarily listening to each other and it being collaborative. They didn't have the models for that. So I can't really blame them for it. And over the course of their lives, I've definitely noticed an improvement in how they listen. But I remember as a kid being like, why is everyone talking at the same time? And then my poor brother, who's hard of hearing, could not keep track of it because everyone was talking at once. So he didn't know whose mouth to look at to know what's going on, right? And that would mix and go back and forth between Spanish and English, which was also a little bit tricky for him. Something else in the chat, another thing would have been boundaries are supposed to be respected. I was blown away as an adult when I heard younger friends tell their kids, no, you don't have to give aunt/uncle so-and-so a hug if you don't want to. That is so different than when I grew up. Yeah, and there's a lot of different kinds of boundaries, right? There are like the boundaries of like your physical space and you knowing that you have total choice around that. You know, as a Latina, like you greet people with a kiss on the cheek, you say bye to people with a kiss on the cheek. And I think I talked about this a little bit with the episode on talking about the birds and the bees with kids that we did, gosh, I think almost a year ago now. We have to let kids know that they don't have to kiss everybody hi. They don't have to kiss everyone bye. They don't have to hug everybody because you're unintentionally telling them that they don't get to have any say on who touches their body. It's about what somebody outside of you says can happen at your body and you don't get to have a voice. And that's has implications that you probably don't want later on. And so when I would point this out to the parents I worked with, they would be like, oh, I don't want her to think that she should just not say no or that she doesn't have a voice if a guy wants to do stuff to her and she doesn't want to because I told her that she has to do this because she's being rude if she doesn't hug them or kiss them. And that's, you know, so it was a lot of things going on there that these subtle choices have rippling out effects that we don't always think about. And one of those things that's really important, yes, is to have the boundaries and the voice. Thank you so much for that input. And then another comment, making your life around someone else that I was talking about before the break. I did that. And to be honest, during that time, I was okay with a lot of it, but not all of it. Then getting divorced, that's when I realized I had lost things about me I loved to have what I did get. I learned to walk forward with more discernment and have more quality friends to keep me on track. I get it. I really do. I remember I was with my first ex-fiance. Hi, Clarence. Hello, honey. We're still good friends now. We've reconnected. But back at the time, I remember asking my family, asking my friends, am I missing something? Am I asking too much? Like nobody was letting me know, hey, like this is messed up or this is unreasonable or you are burning out from this relationship or, you know, what's going on with this person's mom or this person's friends? Like, oh, I was asking. It wasn't like I didn't ask for help and yet nobody heard the call and they were worried that they were going to be like the kill the messenger kind of thing where I was going to be mad at them instead of being like, no, okay, thank you for giving your perspective. I wasn't never that person, but for maybe because of their interactions with other people that like, you know, bit them. What is the phrase? Like when they like lashed back at them when they were asking for opinion, if it didn't fit exactly what they were looking for, I've never been that person. When I finally get to the point where I ask for advice, because it's already hard enough for me to ask for help and advice, when I do, I really am looking for it. And so I got pissed at them when I finally was like, I guess I'm making this choice by myself. We're breaking up. I'm beyond done. I've tried everything. This isn't working. And there you go. So yes, yes. Yay for better friends and better choices. All right. And better communication. Yes. Thank you for that comment. So the other piece that we're going to look at too is the influencers. The influencers are really about like what or who influences me, what affects my mood, what affects my state. And so when it comes to an ingredient of a healthy relationship that actually enhances your exuberant living, you're going to want to ask yourself, okay, how do I feel most of the time that I talk to them? How do I feel more times than not when I'm around them? Do I feel better? Or do I feel tired, resentful, you know, angry? What is it? And so if you'd like to have exuberant living, are you feeling that like more lit up, more energized, happier when you're around that person? I mean, one of the things that Dustin and I have been talking about a lot was we've been dealing with so much this last year, from multiple moves, unemployment, family deaths, friends' deaths, health issues, pain in our bodies that we would then have to shift and do different things. And one of the things that helped was what Valkyrie in our live chat is mentioning, the communication for sure. And also that our personalities and we mesh in a way that even when things are going literally sometimes to shit, like where there is just poo on the walls of our lives, like it's like, what's going on here? We're like, what's happening next? One thing after the other, we laugh. We will poke at each other. We will find ways to like shift this. We will go and do and be in nature together, and it moves the energy. And it's we recognize that it's not us, that it's these external things, because when it's us, it's so much easier. And it's so much easier for us to handle these other things because we're together versus, are you with somebody that by them being in your life, it's actually more challenging for you to do the things that you need to do? Constantly having to drag them along, remind them of things. Maybe they're adding to your load instead of relieving some of the load. And it shifts and fluctuates over the course of a relationship. I'm talking about this long. There are going to be those snippets in which you're really doing 1,000% and the other person is not maybe able to do as much. But is that the case for most of your relationship most of the time? That's when it's problematic. That's when it's something for you to ask some more questions about and look at. You know, for me, like I, as a kid, I knew when one of my parents' relationships were about to end. And it was every 5 to 6 years. I recognized later in hindsight that around the 5-6 year mark, except for their marriage to each other, my parents were together for about 13 years. Except for their relationship to each other, every other marriage or relationship that they had lasted about 5 or 6 years. And it would be this like this shift in the air. You know, when like your hair stands on end. Do I even have hair on my arms anymore? I have to a little bit here. I shaved it when I was in middle school, and I kind of forget that you're supposed to have arm hair. I do have a little bit, and it never really grew back after I shaved it. But when you get that, those hairs that come up, or the goosebumps, right? The little tingles, sometimes it's like a little tingle on the top of my head, like, there's something in the air that you're like, something's different. For some of my clients who have experienced abuse or trauma, they know that to be an alert. They are so attuned to energy because they had to be to avoid being hit or to avoid being attacked, to avoid being raped. And so what if you use that for other areas of your life where it's just knowing about the shift, and it's not always going to be this trauma response where you're on high alert and the adrenaline's going, but it's like, what if you could catch it subtly at those whisper level and use that to your advantage to know, okay, something's happening, something's shifting here. I find it to be really helpful now, as much as I was annoyed by it when I was a kid, where I was like, you don't see how this is really detrimental to both of y'all to be together right now, or you don't see how this person's talking about you and complaining about you all the time, and like they don't really respect you. When I started seeing one of my parents do that about their partners, or their partners doing that at me, where they would take me aside and complain about my parents to me, I was like, you need to tell my dad, or you need to tell my mom. This is not for me to know. Like, what am I supposed to do with this at 12, at 13, at 14? But one of these helpful things that has come from this is now I know when the couples or the families come to me, I can see when there's a shift happening that is either to create more or to create less. Is this actually something that's honoring everybody in the family, everyone in the in this relationship, or is it actually contracting and limiting possibility in this dynamic? Okay. So I wonder for each of you, given what influences you, what you're picking up on that you could acknowledge. Check in with your yes and no's. All right. Is this a yes for you? Are you picking up on something that needs to change? Is your body trying to tell you something about that? Okay. Yes or no? Yes or no? All right. Let's go ahead and take our next break now, y'all. Yeah, I think this is a good time for it. Yeah, let's do it. You're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cetus, with myself, Cetus, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss choosing relationships which open the door to more exuberant living. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Beautiful people, welcome back, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today our show topic is choosing the relationships which open the door to more exuberant living. Ah, yay. And our show is brought to you by Protandin's Tri-Synergizer. Take advantage of the important contribution from every Protandin supplement. You get comprehensive benefits, including support for healthy aging, optimal cellular energy, improved mental focus, and healthy longevity. I didn't mention this the last time we talked about this, but I have been taking this for over 5 years now. And when I don't take this, my day is completely different in a good way. So it's really helps me have a lot more energy, a lot more ease. I have a lot less joint pain, inflammation when I'm playing tennis. I don't have any of those aches in the same way. And it really helps with my recuperation from workouts and from all the things that I do. So very, very grateful for this product. And you can check out the information for it on our episodes page. And I want you to know about some of our upcoming events. We actually moved our awakening class to the end of September. It'll be September 30th instead to accommodate more people in the space. So excited about that. And there's still some spaces if you want to join us. The information is at empoweringlightlanguage.com/living and dying, because in that class, we learn about the living and dying body process, how to give and receive it and run it on ourselves. And we have a meet and greet that's open to everyone where you can say hi, even if you're not choosing the class, but hopefully if you're choosing the class, also come and play. And that'll be the night before Friday, September 29th at Citizens Trust. And that's in Columbus, Ohio. And then we're gonna have our class where it is live streamed. The Ohio class is just in person only, but we're gonna have a live stream class where you can participate in person or online on November 4th, Saturday, November 4th from Chicago, Illinois. So that is also on empoweringlightlanguage.com/living and dying. I get to be home with my peeps there. A lot of my family and friends are still in Chicago, so I'll get to hang out with them and with you hopefully. And then we have our Expansive Energies self-care group. This month's theme is celebrating the destruction of limitation. It's been powerful. It's been awesome. And it really is embracing the idea of the celebrants, which we're going to talk about in a moment for our choices with relationships. And the September theme is going to be, what's the language of your life? What are the words and no words that you're using to create your life right now? And we have some being a different possibility monthly calls coming up in September 25th. Our virtual call is on learning through movement. And October 23rd is about family and money, looking at financial literacy and financial health. What do our families need and require about that? And we have some live meet and greet events. All of these are on our Facebook page, and you can register for any of the replays of our virtual calls on our event page at empoweringlightlanguage.com/events. And I'm excited about our October meet and greet on October 29th, because it's Halloween weekend, and you know I'm going to be dressing up. So if you have any ideas on what costume I should wear, let me know. I got some ideas. I think wings are going to be involved. I've missed having some wings, so be on the lookout for that. So we talked about bringing up the celebrants. The celebrants are another category of the elements of living. And it's really about, what are your favorite ways of celebrating and acknowledging yourself? And in the framework of a relationship, is your partner, are the people that you're choosing to do relationship with, are they your cheerleaders? Are they supporting your choices? Is there like a playfulness and a joy as a part of what you're doing? Or are they actually like always pointing out what you're missing, what's wrong, what's going on, and they're judging you? Your partners and your friends, your loved ones should be your biggest cheerleaders. So when you think about who is the person that you first want to share your good news with, that you want to like, oh my God, celebrate with, that's what the celebrants invite us to look at. Who are those people? And hopefully one of those people, if you're doing a romantic relationship, is your husband or wife, that they're one of the first people that you'd like to share those good news with. And if it's not, ask some more questions. What is that? What does that look like for you? Is that okay with you? Maybe this is not one of those things that are as important to you as some of these other things that we've been talking about. For me, it's super essential. I really want to make sure that my partner is somebody that I want to like share my news with. You know, when I get a new client, when I got a big aha, when I'm writing my book and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so proud of myself, I just finished editing this chapter, the first person I'm going to is either Justin or my mom. Those are the first two. And then there's some really good friends, like my really good friend, Amanda, Julia, you know, even some of my exes that are really good friends, I'll go to them and I'm like, hey, check this out. Like Mike, hi Mike. I'll be like, he's a writer too. So he gets this whole writing process celebration. And I'm like, hey, okay, I just did this and I'm really proud of this. And he's like, and he's always like, I can't wait to read it. Like, I can't wait for it to be published. Let me know. You know, I'm going to get a copy. It's so great. Like having that and to like lift you up is for me really important. See with your body if that's as important to you. Is that a yes for you? Is that important to you? Or is that not so important? Okay. All right. So let's look at some of these other ingredients that we want to have exuberant living. Some of these are maybe something that you might not have considered before. You know, the powers, the category of the powers is looking at like, where do you feel strong and capable? And it's also about all these different powers that we have available to us. The one that's popping to mention today, there's many powers. It's probably out of all the categories, the biggest. And we talked about the powers in last week's call. So check that one out if you haven't listened to it yet. But one of the powers that we are available to us is shapeshifting. I remember doing this really cool call that was requested by some people in Italy called How Do You Empower Children to Shapeshift Through Life Changes? I might have to do a podcast episode around that one. I think that's a fun topic to revisit. But one of the things that we often aren't taught that is valuable and allowed to do is to change our mind, to evolve, to change our interests, our goals, our desires, our opinion about something. Like my really good friend, Julia. Hi, Julia. Is one of the things that she mentioned to me that I didn't even realize was something that was in her world for a while. Back in like, I think college or in our early 20s, she said, because I'm so intense, a lot of people think that I have these really strong opinions that are really rigid and I'm very inflexible, but I'm actually saying it passionately. And I'm just as willing to say it passionately if somebody gives me some other ideas or possibilities to pivot to. Like if you ask me questions or you give me some more information about another way to look at it, I'm absolutely willing to look at that. And that's one of the things I love about her. I always knew that about her. She might be perceived that way by other people because when she does speak about whatever she talks about, it is so intense. I love that. And so sometimes when someone's really intense, people think, oh, then that's set in stone. I definitely think that people think that about me too, because I'm very passionate and intense about what I talk about. But as soon as somebody's like, oh, this and this and this, look at this. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. That is a deeper perspective, or I haven't thought of that before. Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Oh, I will check out that book. Oh, I haven't heard about this thing. Let me look into that. Okay. Like, but until somebody says it, I'm like, this is where I'm at with it. Here you go. Right. And unfortunately it takes a lot of, I mean, it's not unfortunately, it is what it is. Like it takes, yes, Justin, I just said it is what it is. He's going to be amused by that. It's one of those things where I am willing to shift, but a lot of people don't have the confidence to be a door opener for me and open that door for me to consider another possibility that might create more, that might give me a new way of looking at it. And I'm really grateful for my last couple of partners, that they really were very confident people that would question me, that would be like, well, why do you think that? As much as I don't like being asked why, I've learned to be more comfortable with being uncomfortable with that. And it invites me to look at, well, what is the value in that for me? And where does that come from? And okay, what else can I look at? What else is possible with this? That having a partner that does that and that also questions you, that's the door opener part, but then allows you to shift and pivot and doesn't be like, well, you know, you're always doing this. And they always use the words like, you're always this way, or you always change all the time. So who are you? Like, we are shapeshifters. And if we're not allowed to shift and change, we're not allowed to grow. We're not allowed to evolve. And so if you're with a partner that isn't allowing you to change your mind, change where you want to live, change your hair, change your career path, then that is a bit concerning to me. That is something that isn't enhancing your sense of exuberant living. If you are aware of another possibility that's behind that door you want to open, that's going to create more for you and everyone else involved, and emphasize you and everyone else involved, they would stop you from choosing that for what reason? You know, I had that in a lot of my exes where they had a very hard time with change. And I'm like change on 2 feet. Like I'm just walk and talk and change. I'm constantly willing to change whatever my business, my relationships, how I communicate, my clothing, my hair. I've shaved all this down. I've changed color, what I'm wearing, whatever it is, from the superficial to the really deep, if it's going to be better, if it's going to create greater. And I would often be judged for that. And unfortunately, that wouldn't work for me. Maybe again, this isn't something that is as important to you, where you don't want to be in a relationship with someone. It isn't as important for you to have a relationship with someone that allows you to shift and change and evolve. Maybe you actually really like having things the same most of the time. I like stability in my routines, in my creature comforts, in how I care for myself, in those themes. But the details, I'm willing to change at any moment. The way I self-care, the way I have creative expression, the way that I do business. I'm doing business. Oh, you better believe I'm doing business. But if it doesn't work because a team member has left or the world has changed 20 times and you got to reroute and do things, okay, change and do it, right? And are you being allowed to do that? Is that acceptable or not? Because the other piece with the powers is when you're feeling strong and capable, you have to look at this. Is your relationship building your confidence or is it undermining your confidence? Is by you being in this relationship, you're always super comfortable that you're not actually exploring other avenues? Or are you always being questioned to the point where you don't actually feel like you know what you really want because it's always poked at and poked at and poked at? All right. This is one of those things to look at. For each of these, they have a bit of a shadow side. You know, you can have someone that challenges you, like an influencer, right? And they're questioning you. And sometimes it's from a place of curiosity, like we've talked about, and sometimes it's from a place of undermining you, of keeping you stagnant and stuck and exactly where they want you to be so that you don't quote unquote leave them, because they assume that if you evolve and change, you're leaving them, which is also part of what's happened with some of my exes. They would assume that if I could change and shift so quickly, that one of the things I could change and shift on was my love for them and my care for them. And that wasn't actually the case, so that they ended up creating the very thing that they were worried about by them trying to stifle me and control my choices. I had to leave. It wasn't going to work for me anymore. Okay, so what is this for you? What's true for you about this? And what's not true for you about this? All right. All right, beautiful people. It's time for our next break. Woo, we're getting into it today. My goodness gracious. You feel it? Relax your bodies. Breathe, breathe, breathe. It's bringing up some stuff. It's bringing up some stuff. You're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss choosing relationships which open the door to more exuberant living. We will be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today our show topic is choosing relationships which open the door to more exuberant living. I hope you've been enjoying our discussion so far today. We've talked about the door openers. We've talked about influencers. We've talked about the powers, at least one of the powers. We've talked about the celebrants. I'm going to look and see which one is the biggest yes to talk about next. And we also have this really cool comment in the chat. So while I sit with that, let me read this. It says, my body has been much better at letting me know when something is quote unquote not now, or quote unquote, nope, that's too soon, or quote unquote, you can do that if you're willing to drop something else. This has been wonderful to help me avoid the overbooking myself in days when I overbook, there is so much tension in trying to do too much, and it's not fun for me or the people I spend any time with. I end up putting myself in a place where I'm thinking about the other things that need to happen that day instead of enjoying the moments I am having in the here and now. Really powerful. Thank you for that. Another comment, thank you for mentioning the intenseness in how other people perceive it. I have the same thing happen to me. Yeah, I can see that. Another comment, wow, I love these comments. Today's conversation is bringing me more confidence about who I am now and the steps I am taking to update my future. It's just an update, it's just an upgrade for your future, right? Awesome, I'm so glad it's contributing to you. That's awesome, so great. So one of the things that as I'm reading the comments that I'm getting that might be worthwhile talking about before we part ways, there's so much we can talk about, there's a lot more of them, is really revisiting this idea of the door openers. Like when we recognize that we are door openers, that we get to choose at any given moment, day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, we can do this. We also have to look at how the people that we're choosing, are they knowing that they're a door opener? Do they recognize that they could leave at any given moment? And are you willing to choose the people that don't need you, but that desire to be with you, that they recognize the gift that you are in their lives? And so they're choosing you because they see you and the gift that you are, the contribution that you are, the difference that you're making in their lives, in their bodies, in their ahas about who they are and who they'd like to be. And when two door openers get together, watch out. It's talk about flow. Mm-hmm. We had that episode on flow. Talk about flow. Talk about yum-tastic, happy-making, intimate, pleasurable experiences. And so that's one of the things that I'd like to leave y'all with today, is really to look at, gosh, are you willing to choose the people that are also door openers and know that they are, that have the confidence, the security to know that they are? Because one of the things that a lot of people look at, and we talked about this, I think, a little bit in our discussion around when you're influenced away from exuberant living in that other episode, is a lot of people are choosing people that are exacerbating and supporting their insecurities versus you knowing, I am confident, I am capable, and so are they, and that's a good thing. I don't need to fix them, I don't need to help them, to save them. They are super capable, and how much more can I have their back in a way that lets them know that they're capable, and how much more can they have my back so that I know I'm capable and strong and just a freaking badass, right? That's one of the things that the door opener is, when we're willing to be that and we're willing to choose people that are working to be that more and more, can invite us all to. So I want y'all to know about our upcoming episodes too. We have a great lineup. I mentioned for the holiday weekend, we have replays. So it's a great time to catch up on previous episodes. And then for September, we have a great lineup where we have on the 8th, what is your energetic hygiene routine? The 15th, when kink or polyamory doesn't work. The 22nd, geek out. We're going to do another geek out around body and relationship lessons from Disney movies. Yes, you know, the Little Mermaid's going to be mentioned. And on the 29th, the art of seducing more from your business. I love talking about seduction and business and having that be another piece to the joy of business. So I really hope that you guys get to register for those, pre-register. I'm going to try to do a lot less reminder emails. So subscribe, get notified that way. I'm going to tell you the full shebang lineup once a month now. And the coming weeks, I'll talk about that maybe more in the end of the episode, so that you have what's coming up and you can pick and choose which are the ones that are really that yes for you. If you heard a title and it was a yes, pre-register and make sure you join in live and listen to me and send in any questions, because I'd love to support you and your journey to choosing a different possibility. So until next time, lovely people, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.